Oh, but hello, Mr. Hansen. It's been a while. We good? Okay. I'm going to call the meeting to order. It is 7:02 p.m. on Tuesday, March 30th, 2021. This is the Genoa Township Board of Zoning Appeals. And we have one case on the agenda tonight. It's BZA case 2021-04. Joseph and Kelly Carter are asking for a variance for a front setback. We have Joe Schaefer from staff and Paul Benson from staff present, along with a representative for the applicant. And I will call the roll. Mr. Phillips?
Present.
Ms. Driscoll?
Here.
Ms. Yu?
Here.
Mr. Boone?
Here.
And Mr. Hansen is present. And do we know, Joe, Ms. Lipscomb-Jackson's status? No, I know, but do we know her status in general, or?
This one was in the last meeting, she was in the room before.
Okay. She didn't, that's too bad. We do wish her well. I enjoyed the meetings that she attended. She was extremely helpful. I appreciate her service. Okay, the first item on the agenda is review and approval of the meetings for the hearing held February 23rd, 2021. I'll give you a moment to look those over, and then I will entertain a motion. And I appreciate, by the way, Mr. Benson, the quick revision you did for us the other day. Years out of the drag strip didn't do me any harm.
Did you hear me?
What's that?
I made a motion to approve.
Oh, you did? Okay. Ms. Driscoll makes a motion to approve. Second by Mr. Phillips. Any revisions, any comments, anything from anybody? I will just call the vote. All in favor of approval, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And on to welcome the public hearing at 7:04 p.m. This is a hearing for a variance, and I'll read the legal notice into the record, and then we'll swear the everyone in. Anthony and Celeste Grohn, is it? Oh, okay. That's why it didn't look right.
You're having a tough time.
Yeah, you know, there's this age thing. Okay. How about this? Joseph F. and Kelly M. Cotter requesting approval of the variance to allow an addition to approach into the required 75-foot front building line at 9181 Cupstone Drive, Galena, Ohio, 43021. Which is lot 1309 in the Cupstone subdivision, currently zoned rural residential. It's RR, and this is BZA case 2021-04. And all those that are appearing on this matter, please raise your right hand and be sworn in. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The applicant. And okay, we will move into this. The legal notice for the hearing was printed and published on March 13th, 2021 in the Delaware Gazette and posted at the Genoa Township Hall on March 10th, 2021. An attempt to mail notice of this hearing to property owners contiguous to and across the street from the subject property was made. And we're entering into evidence exhibits A through C, which includes the legal notice, the application, and staff report that's dated March 26, 2021. On that note, we'll start with staff. Mr. Schaefer.
Thank you, Mr. Schaefer, for coming to this meeting. Before I get into this, I'm going to apologize for bringing an attendance virtually. We are well aware that this microphone not is something that's not working as well. It could be facilitated here. We tried everything we can to try to make the current system work, but it's becoming pretty evident that.
Are we getting to a point where we're going to start having public here again?
I started talking about that with trustee notices. I mean, here are different board.
Sure.
I think we are starting to do that internally, at least to the point where maybe we have applicants here.
Yes.
That might be like maybe a quick first step.
Yes. Since we're on the subject and we've kind of diverted here, but you know, I find that when the applicant's in the room, it's much easier for us as a board and for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about the rest of the board, I don't want to speak out of turn, but if we went back in April or May, depending on the flow of applicants and depending on what the calendar looks like, I know a lot of us have been vaccinated or going to be in that time frame. I really wouldn't have a problem having the applicant physically here in the room with us.
I wouldn't either.
So that's just my two cents worth. I don't know
what
you guys think. But that to me is something we should consider.
I'll discuss it with you for a while.
Sure. Right. And I don't want to, offend his authority whatsoever. But that's just, like I said, my thoughts going forward. If we could do it, I think it makes a lot less cumbersome for the applicant and for us.
So we're aware of the audio that we're doing while we're complimentary.
Does the trustees, do all the other boards have the same issues? Yeah, so we're not special.
You aren't chasing it.
Yeah.
So my apologies to the applicant. I just had an important board event. So now I'm going to dive into the report for this afternoon.
It's all about you now, Mr.
All
Schaefer.
All right. The application for 91 Hazen Custom Drive, in the 151. Lot 59 Custom Subdivision.
So everyone can hear.
The property in question is approximately an acre in size in the rural residential zoning district as noted in the legal notice. There's a lot of location in the plat zoning permit E8220 was issued on October 25, 1982 for the construction of a single-family residence. Zoning permit E8733 was issued on August 12, 1987 for the installation of a swimming pool. No additional permits were found. Staff correspondent Mr. Dane regarding the zoning requirements in mid-February. The front yard setback of 75 feet is required per section 606.06 of the Genoa Township Zoning Resolution, which reads, minimum front yard setback depth, (75 feet, unless otherwise specified. The applicant is requesting relief to allow the addition of a covered porch to encroach into the minimum 75-foot front yard setback as required by the resolution for the parcel within this zoning district. Application details. I'm going to go through and just sort of quote or paraphrase at least the information the applicant provided in the application regarding this request. The applicant stated that the owner is proposing to add a covered front porch to protect the main entry from weather. Currently, the front door is directly exposed to the elements and the existing brick stoop has deteriorated and needs to be replaced. The applicant also stated that the proposed new front porch would need to encroach into the front setback by approximately 8 feet. However, there would be no foundation, just post on underground footer pads. The applicant stated that the improvement should increase the value of the property, both aesthetically and financially. The applicant stated that we do not believe the proposed porch would affect government services in any way. The applicant stated that the owner purchased the existing house in 2017. The house was originally built in the early 1980s, as mentioned in the zoning permit. The applicant responded no to the question of whether the property owner's predicament feasibly can be obviated through some method other than a variance. When answering the question whether the spirit and intent behind the zoning requirement would be observed and substantial justice done by granting the variance, The applicant stated the house itself remains behind the 75-foot front setback. Only the new porch, roof, and post would encroach into the front setback. The current front stoop already appears to go over the front setback. The applicant provided a copy of the recorded plat for Cupstone Subdivision. They provided two pictures of the front of the subject house and provided a site plan showing the existing house and the proposed location of the front porch addition. The applicant provided preliminary design showing the front and side elevations and the proposed floor plan, for the covered porch. Staff commentary in reviewing the application, section 1608.02 of the zoning resolution states, decks, steps, elevated patios, awnings, balconies, and other similar types of incidental structures which are attached to the principal building may extend to the required front yard, front and rear yard of a maximum of 10 feet. These are all unroofed structures. All roof portions of the principal building are not considered incidental and must comply with the required setbacks. As proposed, the covered porch addition would extend a maximum of 8 feet into the required 75-foot front yard setback, which is an encroachment of approximately 10.6%. A copy of the applicant's variance application was provided to the police, fire, and maintenance departments. The fire marshal and maintenance department had no comments or concerns. No other responses were received. Copies of the legal notice were mailed via U.S. mail to the adjacent property owners via the date cited by Mr. Harmon. And we also have noted here on March 12, 2021, the legal notice ran in the Gazette on March 13, 2021. Notification sign was placed on the subject property March 15, 2021. Staff did receive one phone call from an adjacent neighbor. The caller was provided with information on how to review the application information online. No additional inquiries were received from them or anyone else about this application. So that concludes my presentation. This is a pretty straightforward one, as far as staff is concerned.
Thank you, Mr. Schaefer. Does anybody have any questions for Joe? Anyone? No? Okay, then we'll go to the applicant. If you could is it the applicant and a representative, or is it just the representative, or is it just the applicant representing? Or
it looks like all both.
Okay, so who's actually, is the representative going to present the application? Is that the...
Again, Joe and Kelly are okay with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so you're the homeowners, and then, of course, I'm pointing to the screen, they can't see that.
I'm the homeowner.
Oh, you're the homeowner. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The two on the bottom of the homeowner.
Pardon? Oh, see, I'm looking over here. Oh, lower center, lower right. Got it. Okay. All right. So if, I don't know who was going to present the application, but whomever, please feel free.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. Ron Dane with Dane Design, Sunbury, Ohio. Cotters and their contractors have hired me to design a new front porch for their house that was built in the 1980s. Like a lot of the houses back then, it has a flat front face. I mean, the front door is the front of the house. They purchased the house, I believe, in 2017. Mm-hmm. And we were hired to design a new front porch that covers the front door, the front entry, basically. The existing brick stoop is deteriorated badly and needs to be replaced. That's pretty much all. We designed a full covered front porch across the front of the house with a small gable in the front, being sensitive not to block any of the existing windows there. They want to go with a heavy timber look on the posts. It will not have a foundation. The posts will go down underground into concrete footer pads. And that's all I can think of. Be happy to answer any questions, or Joe or Kelly, if you have anything you want to add.
Yeah, I have a question or two, and then I'll turn it over to the board. I guess I was slightly surprised, maybe that's not the right word, but that you're not using a concrete pad for the porch, as opposed to it's more of a deck type construction material.
No, it's going to be a concrete slab on grade. And then the posts are going to sit on footer pads underground. So there won't have a foundation underneath it, but it will be a concrete slab on grade.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Almost like a back patio, almost.
Gotcha. And then the actual, the floor is going to be decking, though, all the way across. Is that correct?
No, it will be a concrete slab.
Oh, concrete. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I'm looking at the front of the house, and I can, and you're going to go from the brick, which I assume you're going to go from the, where the brick ends, and the house kind of sticks out a couple feet, and then all the way across the front, correct? You're going to go across, all the way across the main structure of the house, is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Across the main front of the house, the main two-story area of the house.
Okay, and then the roof material, is that going to be similar to the remainder of the house, or it looks like it could be a little bit different the way it's drawn?
Yeah, I believe they want to upgrade to standing seam metal roofing there. And then I think they also talked about doing it also on the little adjacent bay between the garage and where the addition is proposed.
Porch itself is going to be a maximum of 8 feet wide. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think that's correct. I think the front gable area there, it bumps out an additional 2 feet.
Right.
Right at the entry to give it the front gable.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. I see. Okay. Anyone else have any questions? Then we will move on. I guess at this point, if there are any members of the public that are watching, if they've been sworn in, if they have any comments or comments regarding the application. No one?
If you'd like to make a comment, you may unmute and state your name and address, and then
yes,
go ahead and make your comment.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
We're the Knowltons. We live next door to the Cotters, and we certainly have no problem with what they're proposing.
Oh, okay. Okay. Anyone else?
That is all members of the public.
Okay, that was the only member of the public. All right, then at this point...
hey, Mark, if you have a question for Jim.
Oh, go ahead.
I have a question for staff. Since this is a steel metal roof, are there any rules within Genoa Township on the use of roof materials such as steel or...
No, we don't have any kind of architectural design guidelines.
Because I know some places, there's homeowners associations and that.
That is very common in the HOAs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not in the zoning regulations.
Okay. All right. I think the next thing that we're moving along pretty quickly, just so the applicants understand what's going to happen next, is that the board is going to go into discussion on the application, and if we have any questions, we may come back to you and ask them, or we may not. So just to let you know kind of what the process looks like going forward here. So let's, at this point, review the application and go into discussion. So, anyone?
I'm very much in favor of this due to the fact that anything I hate to do is walk to somebody's front door and have to stand in the rain. Or if packages arrive, they get soaking wet. So from just an aesthetic viewpoint of practicality, having something to shield the front door is always very, very nice.
Okay. I would add to that. First of all, as I think all of you know, we just did it. This is one of those applications where a lot of these houses were built, and I've seen them over the years, a lot of these houses were built, they are literally, the structure is built right on the setback line. We had one up the street, we've had them all through the township when they're built in that era. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, to maximize the backyard area, I suppose. And I think from my perspective, I think it doesn't, if it does change the neighborhood, it changes in a positive manner. It doesn't change it in a negative manner. I think it adds the aesthetics, like you were saying, and it adds some utility to the front of the house.
Exactly.
Because I'm like you. I used to go to a lot of houses on a weekly basis, and on a rainy day, doing it, standing out the rain, it was so...
Sorry to interrupt. We can't hear any of the discussion.
Okay.
Now we can hear it. Okay. That was me.
I couldn't if you paid me. Okay, like Judge Judy says, don't worry about it. You're not losing. So I think it only adds to the aesthetic of the neighborhood, the property itself and the neighborhood.
I
think 10% is somewhat substantial. I think the other one we did was around 8. So that seems to kind of, you know, and you get a reasonably sized porch. And I know I brought this up before because I am an owner of a very small porch that doesn't have a lot of utility. I think that to make it, to have the utility that you're looking for, I really think it has to be 4 or more. And not that I'm encouraging to go more, but I think 8 feet is kind of what I would be looking for. As far as it is whether or not the property brings a reasonable return, I think over time it could. But you know, I think that would be the market's guess, and I think that you know, as far as value, the value is subjective. I could make an argument both ways, although I think overwhelmingly it's more in favor of it than not, because it does add to the aesthetics.
And the utility.
Absolutely, the utility. You know, because of the way we are here at VZA, the property owner did purchase the property with the knowledge of the zoning restriction. I think we have to impugn it like we do everybody else. That it's out there, it's published, there's a duty to investigate. 99 out of 100 buyers do not, or the realtor tells them that it's okay and, you know, they get bad information. We've had that here too. And so you have to have some implication that they probably did purchase it with the knowledge. And moving on to the can their predicament be obviated through a method other than the variance? Obviously, the simple method is not to build it, which really goes to the spirit and the intent of the zoning resolution, which I think that this, I think if the framers of the resolution were here, they'd say, well, this really, building it adds to the aesthetics of the neighborhood. It adds to the potentially the value of the property and everybody's value nearby. I think the spirit of the zoning code is probably upheld by approving the variance. At least that's what I think. Mm-hmm. And I think you could demonstrate that fairly easily. So that's my opinion. So.
Well, yeah, even if they wanted to put a roof just over the door, they still need the variance.
Right. True. You're right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. It would have much less utility and probably not be as aesthetic as a porch.
Right.
Anybody else? Mr. Phillips? You're off the quiet.
I just find it funny that for many years they built homes with porches on them.
Yeah.
Then for this period of time they left porches off. Now we're seeing a whole host.
It's
of
a revival.
It's
yeah.
all coming forward now with all these homes that did not have porches. Now we're approving variances for porches.
Yeah.
We're looking at that.
And like I said, and I think the frustrating thing from a board perspective is how many of these houses were built right on that. Right on the line. And I guess they probably did it to increase the backyard, because I probably at that point in time they assumed that there would be more use in the backyard than there would be in the front. So,
and different. I can tell you from a staff perspective, sure. We started talking internally. I mean, I think this is like the third case of this nature, probably in what, a year, 6 months? We started talking internally, is that maybe not a sign that we need to do something in the code to ease things up a little bit? I mean, if that's just the needs of the community and the wants of the community, and we've been granting them.
We have.
That's, to me, usually a sign that we need to change something in the code. Not that I don't love seeing you all, but, I mean, it's just not fair to the property owners. Because, I mean, they've got to front the $600, pay someone to be here, come to this meeting. And if it's something we're agreeable to as a community, maybe it's something I need to go to the zoning commission and the trustees and say, we're getting a lot of these cases. I don't want to give up the farm and say, we're just going to let you build all the way to the setback or something, but maybe try to craft something that, and it may not have fixed this particular situation,
but
maybe allowing a little bit more of an encroachment of a roof structure of a certain size or something, and then once it exceeds a certain size, then they'd have to come get a variance,
Yep.
But
I
it
agree.
Is on my radar, because I feel like this is, we've seen a lot of these lately.
We have. Yeah. I agree. We've seen, I think you're right, I think this is the third one in the last bit, and frankly, and really can't sit here and look at them, and I understand that some of them may potentially not make sense, but something like this, to me, makes sense. Not that I don't like seeing you all, but my wife likes me out of the house from time to time, too. But I agree with you, Joe. I think down the road, it's probably something to take a look at, because 8 feet into a set. I mean, and let's face it, it's a 75-foot setback. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's a 25 and you're going into half that setback either. Mm-hmm. 75 is pretty far in my world. So, anyway. Oh.
Wow, and that's great.
Mr. Phillips, Mr. Boone, anybody?
I think most of the spaces, too, it's been. Goes to the aesthetics of the older home.
Yes.
It's improving the nature of the neighborhood.
Yes.
It's not like a detriment to the neighborhood. It's
we'll have to keep that more because it's dry. Oh, yeah, I know. I'm happy to move if she wants to stay here.
It'll be done momentarily.
Sorry.
No, go ahead, Dave. What were you saying?
I was just saying that in the majority of these cases, it's an improvement to an older existing home. Mm-hmm. It's not like we're dealing. We have such a situation in Genoa Township that we have aged communities where we have new communities.
Yes.
And we're hitting
we're extremely diverse.
We're improving upon all the old homes that we have
as they grow in value, and as I don't know if you guys have seen it, property is going crazy. And if, as the fish tank, the water level rises, and as these properties become more and more valuable, people are naturally going to want to buy them and improve them, which I think is great.
Oh, I do too.
And I encourage that. And I think you're right on. So, okay. Okay, you guys did it to me again. Am I going to be making a motion here? Oh, you will, Dave?
I will.
Hold on. We're not there yet. Go ahead, Dave. Thank you.
Motion, David Boone moves to incorporate exhibits. What was it?
A through C.
A through C. As well. Findings pertaining to the review section 307.06 of the Genoa Township zoning resolution into evidence. We're not up on that. All right. So.
Okay, sorry about that, applicants. We had a power outage here. Can you hear us?
Did they have power outages?
Yes, Mr. Ben.
Yes, they can.
We're good?
They can hear us, so.
They can hear us, okay, so.
Dave, you're up.
I'm gonna repeat the motion for approval. Dave Boone moves to incorporate exhibits A through C, as well as the board's findings pertaining to the review of section 307.06 of the Genoa Township zoning resolution into evidence, and to approve the requested variance from section 606.06 of the Genoa Township zoning resolution for BZA 2021-04, application received March 8th, 2021, to allow for an addition to encroach 8 feet into a 75-foot front setback on property known as Lot 1309 in Cupstone Subdivision, 9181 Cupstone Drive, Galena, Ohio, 43021, zoned as rural residential. This motion is based on the following findings of fact pursuant to section 307.04 of the Genoa Township zoning resolution. The such variance or modification will not be contrary to public interest because it is only a 10% setback within the 75-foot setback stated. And based on the nature of the porch in encroaching in the setback, it would improve on the aesthetics of the in the nature of the neighborhood. I don't believe number two, the owing to special conditions or literal enforcement of the zoning resolution result in any unnecessary hardship. Should we add to that?
Well, I think the hardship would be if we didn't allow him to build that, to build the porch, because I don't think it's an unreasonable request, and I don't think what they're building is absolutely unreasonable whatsoever. And I think it would create a hardship if we deny the request, would be probably the way I would put it.
Number three, that the approval of such variance or modification thereof is consistent with the spirit of the zoning resolution, and substantial justice shall be done thereby, because again, it adds to the aesthetics of the neighborhood.
The other thing too is that if you don't approve the variance, I think you're unilaterally devaluing his property and other properties like it, because now you are saying to property owners that we don't want to do that. We don't want you to improve your property, and I think that is a mistake. Yes, it's counter to what we do here, and I think that's a mistake, my opinion. I'm sorry, Dave, go ahead. I don't think we had any conditions.
I don't think we have any conditions, Sue.
Nope. No.
Second motion.
Okay. Any further discussion? No?
Second.
Mark Phillips. Okay, no further discussion. I just want the applicant to understand that failure of this motion would constitute a denial of the proposed variance, just so we all understand. And I, at this point, unless there's any further discussion or comments, I will call the roll. Mr. Boone?
Yes.
Ms. Driscoll?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Ms. Yu?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. The application is approved, and the hearing is closed at 7:39 p.m. Thank you to the applicants, and thanks for dealing with our little outage here. Okay, other business? I see none, unless somebody has anything.
Your April meeting next month, you'll have to reorganize, so you may want to be thinking this chair, vice chair, if you want to keep things
Do we
same.
Have any applications that you know for next month?
I'm not aware that we've officially received any. I talked to someone today about one.
Okay.
You know, there's a possibility of, there's some possibly that could come in, but nothing, the deadline is until Friday.
The reason I ask is because at one point last year, Mark Phillips suggested we have a like a workshop meeting where we discuss techniques and discussion points. And maybe that meeting would be a good point in time to do that, especially, you know, introduce yourself to them and so they can see what we do. And I appreciate Paul has been so patient with us. and I appreciate that. Because this isn't normally how we do this. But maybe that's what the next month's meeting is, even if we don't have an application. Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Like when we did the rules of procedure, and we did it back in the back, and we, you know, everybody came, everybody participated, and we were on the record, and we, you know, had minutes and everything, but it wasn't for an application. We met, but not for an application. Right. So, yeah, that would be my suggestion. So.
Okay, we're recording again, so if you need to make your motion to adjourn, we might want to get it in before the power.
Mr. Phillips is moved to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
All those.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned at 7:42.